Welcome to Empath, conversations and intentions around meaningful marketing for soulful, sensitive, empathic entrepreneurs. Join me, the feral writer, to talk with truth and texture about creativity from the heart space, marketing with meaning and emotion. This is Empath. Hi guys, and welcome back to Empath. Today I'm talking about 10 ideas for when you're at capacity, how you can maximize passive income streams. I get asked about this a lot, how you introduce passive income streams, where you even start, what kind of passive income streams could people bring in. A lot of the time I'm working with clients who become full for one-to-one work. They are full for their wedding photography, or full for their floristry, or full for their, they're closing their books for their one-to-one bespoke jewelry orders, etc. And they want to know, well, how can I make money but not do as much one-to-one work? You know, if you're doing a one-to-one piece of jewelry, it's actually a lot of work. By the time you meet the client, put the work in, sketch the piece, etc. Great, don't get me wrong, it's high income. It's high income, but it's high value in investment. Whereas passive income is low income or lower income, but on a multiple mass basis. So here are 10 ideas that span a range of industries, but will give you an idea. So number one is the course. Of course, I'm going to talk about the course because it's the sort of main thing we think about when we think about passive income. We're thinking about what can you offer in your industry. So for example, if you're a wedding photographer, maybe you could do a course on wedding photography for other people. Or perhaps if you're a florist, you could do a teach on floristry for other people. Or maybe you could do a course on floristry for normal people that want to just have a bouquet and make it look nice in their vases at home. So you've got multiple audiences you're working with. You could be helping people look nice in front of the camera for themselves, prepare to be in the front of the camera as a nervous bride and groom, learn to be a pro wedding photographer. If you're speaking B2B, you know, speaking to your peers. So you've got multiple options here. And courses take different forms. You can do courses that are long, courses that are short. You can do courses that are video courses or workbook courses or short courses. So for example, I have Audacity, which is a do-it-yourself course, and it's just a series of videos. It will take you a while to do, probably around 16 hours, but it's do at your own pace, do on your own clock, and it's videos and workbooks and I'm not involved. Or I've got Contented and Incontented. You've got videos and workbooks, but we also have a live session in the middle and you have access to me in a Facebook group throughout the whole week. So it's really intensive and really hands-on. But likewise, I've got Class Copy, which is, I think Class Copy was groundbreaking for a lot of people. And a lot of my clients have stolen that format to use for their own courses because it's such a good format. It's 30 days. You get an email and a video each day and you're off. So it's really easy to put together. You only have to put together a small email and a short video, 5 minutes or less, every single day. It's 30 tips to help you with your copy and your marketing. And it's aimed at beginners who want help with their copy, but also people who've got professional copy usually miss these things. So I made it double-sided. That it included things that people that weren't good at copy could do or needed to start somewhere, a bite-sized, achievable way for them to improve their copy. But people who had really good copy were still missing these things, and they were the final things that would really polish up their brand. So it sort of was double-sided. Every day they get an email triggered, it sends to their inbox, and it tells them what to do. Likewise, my journaling course is 30 days as well, and it's just email. It's just an email with a journal prompt, and that's it. And it runs on its own. So there's different formats to courses, so you don't have to always be present. You don't have to always put loads of work in. If you don't want to create something mammoth like Audacity, you can just create something smaller like Class Copy, something small and bite-sized in your industry. Let's say you are a makeup artist. You could do 30 tips over 30 days on how, so by the end of it, I should know how to do a full face. So day one could be base. Day two could be eyes. Day three could be concealer. Day four could be lips. Day five could be blusher or whatever. And you could go on and on. You could do contouring on one day. You could do for luminosity or for matte skin or whatever you want to do. For younger skin, for older skin, for blemishes, for problems, for, you know, Q&A, whatever it is, over 30 days or 20 days or even 15 days or whatever. And that could sell on its own. And all you have to do is record it once. Next up is a membership. A membership doesn't have to be epic. I mean, I know I've got Empress, and Empress is pretty epic, but it could be something smaller, like don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this flippantly. You shouldn't just create a membership because you think it'll be a passive income option, because that's like having a baby because you want to name it. And don't get me wrong, I have considered having more children just to name them, but it seems a bit irresponsible. And essentially, you are stuck with the membership for life. So you, well, not necessarily, but I mean, it's a long-term investment. It's a long-term commitment. So you really have to be sure before doing a membership. But if you want to follow the membership model, but do something less intense, you could do like a Patreon, where people are just paying for a certain amount of content each month and it's hosted on another platform that's not yours. I mean, on that note, I just want to say about the courses. If you want to create a course, but you don't want to host it and you don't want to worry about it and you don't know the tech, I mean, first of all, can I just say I don't know any tech and I managed it with some help. But you could always go through something like Skillshare and, you know, you basically put your course through them and they take a cut or whatever. But yes, a membership, a Patreon, something where people pay monthly and you deliver a value for that. So, I mean, it's not exactly passive. It's like part passive. I consider Empress part passive, but I mean, Empress is very much not passive because I do a live session every week. So, I mean, I'm committed to that every single week. And I have every single week for almost 2 years or a year and a half or whatever shown up to Empress without missing a beat. So you do have to commit to that sort of thing. But in a Patreon or something, you can control it. You could say, well, you get one written article and one video a month or whatever, and it's much more manageable. Next up is one-off seminars. So this is a seminar where people buy tickets and they can just come and see you speak about a topic. So, for example, you might teach people how to flower arrange a summer bouquet. People can buy a ticket, people can come along, people can watch you on camera, you'll talk them through it, and then you will take FAQs at the end. People could come live and then you could sell it after it's been live as well. So you could do like a live offer on it, like an early bird or whatever, and then put the price up and then people could buy it retrospectively. So I might want to learn that bouquet a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, and I can download it and just watch the course and do it in my own time. And these are really, really powerful. So I think that don't ever rule out doing one-off seminars. You can earn quite a bit as a one-off amount. And then it just ticks over in the background. And if you've got 5 or 6 or 10 or 15 of these going, they add up pretty quickly. Next up is an ebook. I've got 2 of these. They're big time investments to start with, but they really, really pay off. So the time is writing it. Now, obviously, I'm a writer, so I'm kind of biased because I can write 10,000 words fairly quickly. And my books are 10,000 words. They're quite meaty. You don't have to have an ebook that's that big. You could have a smaller ebook. It doesn't have to be huge. It depends how much depth and detail you want to put into it. You could do a shorter ebook and sell it for $2.99. It's totally up to you. But you could do a series. You could do an ebook on how to apply your blusher, an ebook on how to apply your foundation, etc., etc. Or you could just do one ebook that tells you everything. But ebooks, once you've written them and got them out there, you don't do anything else. Well, obviously you have to talk about them and promote them, but they just run all the time, which is brilliant. Next up is like a content exclusive offering. So like Substack or YouTube, etc. This is where people can go and they can pay to get your content. So you could pay $5.99 or whatever it is, and you could access content on Substack, and newsletters from people. You could access content on YouTube, members only videos that you can only get access to if you've got a membership. Instagram now do accounts where you can pay monthly to get content on Instagram, etc. So these all work really, really well. You do, again, have to show up to regular content. You can't leave it. So it's kind of like kind of part passive. You still got to be there. You're not creating once. It's not a one and done type thing. You're having to keep showing up to it. But it's still a lot less labor intensive in a lot of ways than doing high-end bespoke one-to-one. So it's an option. Next up is live donation Q&As. Again, this is on YouTube. You can show up to YouTube and you can basically, you need to kind of build a bit of an audience first, but you can talk to people about your topic and they can donate to you in exchange for your time. They can do something called like a super chat where they can pay for your advice. So I've been to a few of these with astrology and the astrologer will talk and will look at charts. So I know a few astrologers do like live chart readings where for like £20 or £25, you get 10 minutes and they'll look at your chart and they'll answer questions. Or you can do Q&A and to get your question answered, you pay super chat like $2.99, $3.99, $5.99, whatever. And you can ask the astrologer any question and they will answer your question live on air. So there's that. You could do that in your industry if people wanted help with marketing, etc. Or maybe they want advice on whatever your topic is. Next up is digital products. So digital products like photos, audios, templates, etc. Depending on what you do for a living. If you're a designer, you could sell ready-made Instagram templates that people can buy. If you are a birth practitioner, or maybe you're a hypnotherapist, or maybe you're a psychotherapist, or maybe you're a positive coach or something like that, you could sell audios, meditations, affirmations, things like that. You could sell your templates if you create downloadable workbooks for people, or like journals or things like that. People could download them and buy the templates, etc. So digital products, once you've done them, they're kind of downloadable and they're good to go. Online magazine. So online magazine is where, I mean, this is quite a time investment and you probably have to do it regularly, but you could do one a year. I've done these with a couple of my clients where we've created a magazine and they've sold advertising and it's paid for the cost of the magazine. A lot of them have actually made profit, but usually we're not doing it to make a profit. We're doing it to fund a magazine so that their brand can get a brand magazine and use it for brand positioning. However, I think every time I've done this, there has been a profit, quite a substantial profit. In fact, here's an aside for you. My first ever business was my best friend and I at school launched a Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan magazine. We were 16 years old. I wrote it and she designed it. We got it printed in Staples and we sold enough to make money and put it advertising in SFX magazine. People started buying subscriptions and everything. I mean, we were really, really lucked out on it. And all when we were 16, no one knew two 16-year-old girls were behind the scenes just loving Angel and Spike. So it shows you can do a lot with magazines. You can make money from advertising. You can make money from editorial. People will pay to be affiliated with your brand. But it is a lot of work, so be aware of that up front. But you could just run it annually, or you could just run it as a one-off. Next up is micro groups. So these are like doing weekly tarot, or doing weekly goal-setting sessions, or monthly goal-setting sessions, or whatever, where people can just pay to just be part of a group. They can just pay just for membership to it. So it's not as big as a membership or a Patreon. They're not really paying for content. They're paying for that community, like co-creativity, where people are coming to work together. So you can buy slots where you work together in silence. We do this in Empress, but I could just do that separately. Like I have something in Empress called Saraswati Sessions where we do co-creativity. I'm not going to do this, by the way, but I could just farm those out and do Saraswati Sessions for people that pay $2.99 or $5.99 a month or whatever. I could do the same with my scribe sessions. Same with my goal setting sessions. You know, you could do that with anything you offer. So that's another option, micro groups. And then the last one is number 10, is workshops. So actual workshops, which is sort of one to many, where people can pay to come to a workshop. So it's a bit different from the seminars. You're not speaking, or you are speaking, but it's not a speaking thing. It's like they can come for a day online, or they can come for half a day online. There is a presentation. You're talking to them, you're getting them to do activities. So it's quite immersive. So for example, I could do a workshop where in half a day, I'm going to help you write your homepage and we work on it together and you go away and you write it and you come back and we look at it. And that's all included in your workshop. So it isn't completely passive. I have to be there. But if I sell 50 tickets, you know, and it's 3 hours of my time and the tickets are 50 quid each, that's not a bad income for half a day's work, etc. Same if you're a makeup artist, you could do a half day workshop on bridal makeup for yourself, for the people that can't afford a makeup artist, or half a day on flower arranging if you're a florist, or half a day on seasonal flowers and what goes with what, or how to make affordable bouquets because what's, you know, don't go looking for peonies in December, etc. Or what about how to store your jewelry, or how to look after your jewelry, or how to choose jewelry for somebody, or how to recycle your jewelry or use it for something else. Or how to make your own body scrub, or whatever it is. How to become a wedding photographer, part one for beginners. How to become a wedding photographer, part two for advanced, where you learn different techniques, etc. So that is the gist of 10 ideas for what to do when you're at capacity, how to create and maximize income. It's not for everyone. You might be happy at capacity, but you might also either A, want to make side income, or B, want to take your foot off the gas. And working one-to-one, you can never take your foot off the gas. The minute you get passive income, you really can. And I have, I think, six or seven passive income streams now. And some are completely passive and some are part passive. But I will never get over the fact that I can be sea swimming, or I can be in the park with my children, and I will be making income. I can come home and I've made £600 in the park for an hour with my children. Or, you know, I've made up to £2,000 or £2,500 a day on my just basic passive income courses in a day when I've been in Asda or something doing my food shop. So it really, and it does add up. You know, when you look at all the streams coming together, that's on one offering. Well, if you put all the offerings together, it comes together pretty quickly. It's not about making money all the time. For me, the drive was not actually about making money. The money's been a lovely side bonus. The drive was, people were either not able to wait for me when I was doing copywriting because it was a 5-month wait, or they couldn't afford me. And I couldn't afford to just work for cheaper because I needed a certain income. And I know the work I put in as a copywriter. I know the work I put in now for my priestess members who get copywriting. It's a lot. It's intense. It's in depth. It's immersive. And I can't do that without there being a fair energy exchange. But I also understand some people genuinely can't afford that. And how can they work with me? And I couldn't see it again and again that people were really upset they couldn't work with me. So that's where it all came from. That's where Audacity came from. That's where, you know, Contented came from. I wanted to help everyone with their content strategy for under £200. I've never put the price up of Contented. I think it's been going 4 or 5 years. I've never once put the price up because I don't need to. And I want it to be affordable, accessible and impactful and change people's lives. But be at a reasonable price point for normal small creative entrepreneurs, which is what I set out to do in the first place. So it's not always about making money. Sometimes it's about making a difference, but the money certainly doesn't hurt. We always finish with an invitation to set an intention. And today I'm asking you to think about, how can you create passive income? Is this something you've thought about? Is it something you've considered? Is it something you're interested in? And perhaps it's not. But if it is, now's the time to really do some writing around this or some journaling around this and ask yourself, do I want to do this? Which of these options calls to me, or maybe something entirely different? These are ideas for creative businesses, but you might want to do something different, like open an Airbnb or look at investments or whatever. Have a little think about how you want to create your passive income, if that's something that appeals to you. And let me know how you get on. You can find me on Instagram at The Feral Writer. I love to hear from you guys. I know it takes me a while to get back to everybody, but I absolutely love receiving your messages. And remember, guys, whatever you do, all you've got to be is true. Thank you for listening to Empath, the podcast for meaningful marketing for soulful creatives. If you want more from me, head to my website, jesscollins.co.uk, and check out my membership community, Empress, where you will find a community of heart-centered creatives, the Empress Practice, my signature 7 chapters of soulful marketing, and weekly live sessions, from soul goal setting to journaling and personal access to me. The doors are currently open. Be sure to message me on Instagram at The Feral Writer to let me know how you found this episode. Take care. And I'll be back next week.